This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. What you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words, become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. And today I want to talk about knowing your worth. This is one of the most important things that I've gone through within my evolution to where I'm at today, is really understanding and knowing my worth. And it sounds weird to put a value on yourself, but if you don't value yourself, if you don't respect yourself, if you don't believe in yourself, trust me, no one else will believe in you. Okay? No one else will believe in you. That's a fact. If you don't believe in yourself, you can't fake it till you make it. It's a frequency. It's a vibration. Now, how do you develop self-worth? How I develop self-worth is by moving the needle forward on a daily basis. By on Monday, how I shared with you guys, how I project outwards and I go backwards to the daily activities. So my worth is not just based on my works. My worth is based on how I feel about myself, my connection with source, but we'll talk about physical into metaphysical, into internal, from the microcosm to the macrocosm, right? So I first start with the macrocosm. Here's where I want to be in the future. I connect to the feeling frequency as if it's already been created. Then outside of the feeling and frequency, I figure out what are the activities I need to do to get me to that thing that's going to create that feeling and frequency. Then I do the activities that I need to do on a daily basis, right? That part right there makes me feel like I'm doing something. It makes me feel productive. It makes me feel like I'm moving forward in society. Another way that I measure my worth is my being a father, is how do I show up as a father? I know that I want to be the father that allows my kids to know how special they are. They feel supported. They feel that I'm paying attention, that I'm present. Am I perfect at this? Absolutely not. So I measure my worth off my works. Also, how I am as a father, the actions that I'm portraying, not off how you feel about me, not off how the society feels about me. I'm worried about pleasing Christ, no man or woman. I'm worried about pleasing Christ, no man or woman. Then it comes into my own belief system in myself, right? Then it goes much deeper into your subconscious. Because as a young child, I did not believe in myself. I was told I was a piece of shit. I was told I wasn't worth it. I didn't have the greatest childhood growing up. It didn't feel good. I'm glad I went through it because I am who I am today, but I would not want to go through that ever again. It just was not a good thing. So I inspire to make sure that my son and daughter do not have the same type of childhood, right? So the physical part is I do the activities and behaviors I need to do to move the needle forward. I do the best I can to be a good, present father, making sure I'm there for my kids, making sure they feel good about who they are, building self-confidence in them, teaching them how to invest, doing all the things that I was never taught. And then it goes into the deep-rooted subconscious mind programming. That's where the rewiring, going deep into my subconscious and rewiring all the things, all the belief systems that were created by other people. Remember yesterday we talked about stop believing in other people's lack of belief? Well, I stop believing in other people's belief system in me. I don't care what man thinks about me. I don't care what Christ thinks about me. So when I started to say that, but then it's like, okay, JB, do you really believe that? Because why are you reacting certain ways to certain things within your life? It's because of the deep-rooted subconscious mind programming. So I had to drill down and ask why. Why do I believe what I believe? Why do I believe that? Why do I believe this? Why do I believe that? And I drilled all the way down and uprooted those with positive, uplifting affirmations to really help reframe the mind and build a new foundation of self-worth, of resilience, of understanding that I am loved by God no matter what. I'm loved by Christ no matter what. Now, it doesn't mean I can't just sit here. Faith without works is foolish. So if I'm putting in the work, if I'm moving the needle forward, if I'm being a good father, a good citizen, I'm doing everything that I need to do, and most of all, rewiring my brain to believe in myself and to communicate with my Father God, to build that relationship, knowing that I'm unconditionally loved and that I need to be held accountable to the things that I'm not doing that are proper within my own paradigm. And if I can hold myself capable and accountable, then it doesn't matter what you think about me. It doesn't matter what the world thinks about me. It matters my relationship with God and Christ. And from there, you should see the results within your current paradigm within your life, right? So Monday, we talked about, you know, how to get unstuck, the three things. Set a goal, reverse engineer it. Set the daily activities and follow all the way through. That's why I said pick a smaller goal so you can follow through, because you get those little wins. Stop believing. On Tuesday, I talked about stop believing in others' lack of belief in themselves and them embodying into you that you're not worth it. And today, know your worth, guys. Know your worth. That's why I boldly can stand up and say we're going to build a $1 billion ecosystem. That's why I boldly can talk about God and my relationship, because I know that this is stuff that I'm practicing, living, and breathing. So it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Do I care what people think? Absolutely, I care what my family thinks. I care what my kids think. But I'm not going to spend an ounce of my time worrying about what somebody else says about me, right? You see what I'm saying? Like with my family, if my family came to me and there's a problem, of course I'm going to do something about it. Of course. But some person, nameless person on the internet, or some person who doesn't add any value to my life, or there's no mutual value exchange, why would I worry an ounce of what they're saying? Because if they're talking about me, if they're focused on me, they're not focused, number one. And I've never met any human being that is doing more than you, that's talking about you, ever. Because I know you don't talk about people, so why would you respond to the people talking about you? Why would you respond to people who don't believe in you? You're worth it. You're super worth it, but we have to go through a process to get to that self-worth, because self-worth is one of the number one things that's going to hold you back. Because if you don't believe in yourself, how are you going to get unstuck? So you got to look in the mirror, start in the mirror. I believe in you. I am powerful. I am strong. I am worthy. I am abundant. And then from there, do the things that make you feel that way. Do the things that make your soul, that feed your soul. Be around people who feed your soul. So we got this, warrior. So now tomorrow I'm going to talk about getting up early. You know, a lot of people talk about, there's a lot of different influencers talking about, you got to get up at 3 a.m., got to get whatever. I get up really early. I'll explain that, but it has nothing to do with a time, I don't think, but I'm going to talk about how I can make you more productive. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise, get your shit together.